As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Aldama driving. Missed the shot. Oh, John!
Well, so much for that BS medical report, or as someone tweeted me, he got on that good morning Metroplex. It's Sean and Bobby. Choppy is out this week on his honeymoon in Europe. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back. We're live on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. And it ended post-Luka, just like it began, with Anthony Davis killing it, crushing it, and then getting hurt. Just like the Rocket debut at the AAC, the Dallas Mavericks season is officially over.
Yeah, that air ball on that three was just that. I mean, that's got to be one of the.
I had money. I got to stop. I got to chill for a sec. But I had money on Anthony Davis not scoring 35 points or more. And if I won that, I would win my entire bet because I hit on the others. And Anthony Davis beat me in the third quarter. By the third quarter, he had put up mid-30s. And I'm like, oh, at some point in the third, I'm like, maybe he'll get banged up. Maybe he'll get dinged up. He was holding the groin at halftime. He was trying to leave the court early. They wouldn't let him do it. And then he gutted it out, props to him, until the end, when inevitably he did get hurt.
Do you think him trying to leave the court early will cause Nico to trade him? Because he'll just be like, hey, man, you were not committed to the very end. That's not the Mamba mentality I'm looking for from you, AD.
Well, we got the GIF, meme, video, and all-time picture of Nico when Anthony Davis left. I knew when I took it what it was going to be, and that will be my nonstop Twitter reply to everyone over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, what was the NBA meme? Said it was the scar look from Lion King.
Yes.
Just the, like, just disgusted and bewildered. And
he doesn't open his mouth either, Nico.
No.
Never opens his mouth.
No. I mean, legitimately, unless it's a closed-door press conference with no recorders, I guess.
Does opening your mouth mean you're eating and consuming things?
Exactly. He doesn't do that.
Yeah. They got their ass kicked the entire way.
Yeah, and I mean, it. In a lot of ways, like, it felt like if Ja was out there, no matter how, and he didn't play great. Like, I mean,
well, he started off great.
He looked good early, yeah. What did he finish? 7 of 24? So, I mean, he didn't shoot efficiently, but it felt like one of those games where if Memphis came out, they had Ja at full strength, you figured they would probably win this game. But, yeah, this was a considerable beatdown. Like, 120 to 106 is not totally representative of how much I feel like they got their ass kicked in this
and
game.
And defense wins championships. That's all everyone kept saying. That's all everyone kept typing, tweeting, and screaming. I thought defense won championships. Defense won championships. Well, there you go. PJ Washington with a horrible no-show in this game. They just got smoked from beginning to end. I thought Ja was the one who was going to drop 40. They didn't really need him in the second quarter because Desmond Bane was throwing up everything and hitting it. And the Mavs, they never really were close. But AD did ball out.
Yeah, he did.
Until he got hurt.
Yeah, he deserves a ton. I mean, yeah, 40 points in 37 minutes, he was really, really good. But, I mean, this is the reality of the roster that you have right now, too, which is it's not very deep. They all deserve credit for trying like hell, and that's great, but It's also like the same thing I said at the end of the season with the Cowboys when everybody started talking about, well, you got to say they didn't quit on McCarthy. It's like, all right, but not quitting shouldn't be the standard. Like there's got to be better. And this was a team that was in the NBA Finals just, you know, however long ago, 11 months ago, 10, 11 months ago, and now they can't even get into the official playoff seating. That's pathetic, and it's all on Nico.
We have the name of the Luka documentary. I believe that this is the best one I saw on social media. 77 days. Doncic, Dallas, and the destruction of a franchise.
Pretty good.
That to me just hits. 77 days has to be it because the Dallas Mavericks have the season end 77 days after the Luka deal.
It's very poetic. It was a poetic finish in that sense, but man, obviously.
Had a 70% chance of making the playoffs prior to the trade, according to ESPN analytics.
Boy, and if they would have somehow miraculously beat Memphis and they win their two and then they're into the playoffs and then the Lakers put up that defensive performance that they did against Minnesota where Minnesota went 21-42 from three. And I think I saw the stat yesterday that 28 of those threes were classified as wide open. Yeah, I mean, like Nico probably would have been puffing out his chest a little bit that day. Just going, huh, okay, see what happens when defensively that's what you get?
Well, you would have run into the Oklahoma City Thunder, mm-hmm. who beat Memphis by 50. But we are on standby for this morning. Tim McMahon says the State of the Mavs article is coming out, the one where he mentions why Cuban and Dirk are no longer really involved. So he promised that after they were eliminated, I saw him put out there that it's coming out this morning. I don't know whether it'll be before 10 a.m., but hopefully it is.
Oh, I'm just refreshing. Like, I've seriously got ESPN NBA front page open. I'm refreshing that. I'm now going to his Twitter. I need to have that open in another tab and just keep on refreshing it and see if I can find when he posts this. Because I'm genuinely looking forward to the Dirk aspects of what he ends up describing. Because I feel like he was sitting on something when he talked. It's not just the article, but I felt like there's something he feels that Dirk probably needs to get off his chest and something that he wants to get off his chest that will feel bigger than I think just he's unhappy Casey Smith is gone.
Yeah, I'm not getting my anticipation level too high for the Cuban part. I think he's just going to get into the language of mm-hmm. how Cuban was still supposed to maintain basketball control, but we don't know the Dirk part.
Mm-mm. No, and that's the part that I think is going to be painful. If fans start reading that, I wonder how much blowback. You know, when that article came out, the various articles have come out at different points. Yeah, I was about to say, whether it's here's the timeline of what happened with the Luka trade, or when we started slowly getting the transcript of Nico's comments to the media when it was closed door. Every single time a new article comes out, you just start, everybody's reading it, and you'll get somebody who, oh, here's the screen grab of this comment, and here's the screen, and it just starts building like wildfire. This one has a chance to really snowball in them if there's anything in there that makes Mavericks fans feel like you are attacking Dirk Nowitzki.
And the pain happened all over again, right? Just when you think Friday night, okay, let's put this behind us. Well, Saturday, Luka's interview comes out with Malika Andrews, the sit-down with ESPN, as his assistant brings out the shattered phone that he's still using after he found out about the deal.
I thought I would show you the souvenir from that night.
Oh, yeah, he's still there.
You hang up the phone the night you're traded, and you threw it?
Yes.
Do you have that phone?
Yeah.
You still use that phone?
Yeah, it still works.
A symbol of Luka's dedication and longevity to DFW, despite Nico over and over and over suggesting that Luka may have left. You don't throw your phone, you don't shatter it if you're fine with getting dealt or you're always dreaming about the purple and gold in Los Angeles. That symbol right there drives the stake in even more.
Yeah, that was I kept seeing a similar tweet, but yeah, I was like, we don't know that Luka would have re-signed for the Super Bowl.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account. Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Max, and then it's like Luca, and then they hold up the just the still image of him just holding the phone with the crack in the screen.
I like the frugality though. He's like, it still works. I'm using
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's good. He's I mean, he's got to be frugal. He just lost $15 million on a house around here. But I mean, this is, I've never seen a bigger just PR landslide than the one that Luca and the Mavs are going through right now, where every single turn Luca continues to win, whether it's from the very first day he got to LA, his very first game, and he goes, I'm buying a parking lot and letting Lakers fans park here to and I'm gonna donate all this money to rebuilding basketball courts in LA from the wildfires. He's winning there. He's winning in the don't say anything stupid in the wake. Let them keep digging a hole. And then when he does talk, leaning into the emotion. And then meanwhile on Dallas' side, they continue to just defiantly
and be cold.
Yeah. It's so cutthroat and like I said, cold's the word for it. That's a good word, because that's exactly what it comes off as. It just comes off as cold and heartless.
Here's Luca recapping with Malika the night it happened.
Well, I was actually in the bed, you know. My TV wasn't working, so I was on iPad watching a movie, about to go to sleep. First thing I said, like, probably three times, this is April 1st.
What were you feeling in that moment?
Sadness, mostly. I was still in shock, like, crazy shock, and I felt like my heart was broken, honestly.
TV wasn't working. He must have my streaming service. So he was trying to watch and consume in the bed with something else, and then it hit him.
My heart was broken. That's just, again, another way. And I will say that while he's winning the PR battle, I said, man, he's doing this right and this right. I don't know how much he has to try. Like, there's nothing that feels inauthentic or performative about this with him. He is still... And I kind of wonder, as a Lakers fan, are you like,
get over
dude,
it?
Dude, you're here now. But I haven't seen that. I've seen a bunch of Lakers fans on social media, on Reddit, commenting in various parts of the internet where they're going like, I just feel so bad for Luka. Because everybody does. He never wanted to go.
Here is Luka reacting to the front office criticism that continues to leak. Well, it's not even leaking. Nico quietly, confidentially told the reporters, defense wins championships. No regrets over the deal. Luka on the criticism coming from DFW.
It's just sad the way he's talking right now. I never say anything bad about him, and I just want to move on. The fans, my ex-teammates, I always keep it hard. It's time for me to move on from there.
Have you spoken to Nico Harrison since you left Dallas?
No.
Have you spoken to him on the night that you were traded?
No.
Was your intention to finish your career in Dallas?
Of course. It's an easy question.
Oh, that's what...
And he says it with the half smile, like, that's such a ridiculous question. He's not saying it to where you're doubting the truth of it. He's saying it like, yeah, let's get that out of the way. That narrative, let's destroy it.
Again, people, they had the screenshots of the cracked phone. The other one was the kind of little, almost, it looks like an eye roll almost. It's not. It's like him, like, emotionally catching himself for a sec, where the question of, did you plan to spend your whole career in Dallas? Like, it was, for a quick sec, it's almost like, yeah, like he got sad again and was trying not to tear up. It's just, it's such a brutal look for them every time they talk and every time he talks. It never gets any better. It continues to get worse. And this is just another, you know, this is another touchdown to make it a 150-point lead.
Well, whether you're rooting for Luka, for the Lakers, for Luka against the Lakers, Bobby referenced it, they get absolutely destroyed in game one in L.A. by the T-Wolves.
Here's Dante off the inbound, drifts left, fires at the buzzer, and hits the three. What a fine time for his first triple of the night. Dante DiVincenzo puts the Wolves up by 11 at the half.
Wolves radio with the call. The Lakers couldn't match the physicality. Their energy was not there. Luka went off at the start of this one. He ends up with... 37 did he have?
Yeah, game he was offensively, he was great. He was their team in this one. I mean, he was 37 points, 8 rebounds. He only has the one assist though, and he did have 5 turnovers, but the three-pointer was falling for him. I heard I heard Windhorst talking about this recently, that Luka, since he got to LA, it feels like has not been the type of complete player that he was in Dallas. Like, he's settling more for just shooting the three. And when the three's going down, he's scoring.
Yeah.
When it's not going down, he's having trouble.
Yep.
And that Dallas was the first game, that game back here in Dallas was one of the first games we saw of like, oh, that's Luka. It's getting to the bucket. It's taking the three. It's trying to take advantage of a bunch of different things.
Yep.
This was a little more what we had seen, which is him putting up a bunch of threes, but they were falling. And so put up a big performance. I still think LA wins this series, but yeah, that was a brutal showing from them defensively.
877-881-1053 in order to hit us up on the Frankel and Frankel injury attorney text line. Look, my gut feeling was end of the Stars regular season, overreaction. They're not in trouble. 5-1 in game one. How much trouble are they in with game two tonight? Next on 105.3 The Fan.